Hello, my name is Avi Heller, and welcome back to our study of the Talmudic tractate of Megillah. This series of classes is a project of the Orthodox Union Synagogue Services Department, OU Torah, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. We have now successfully completed two dapim, that is two full folio pages of the tractate of Megillah. We've done Daf Bet and Daf Gimel, and we're about to start Daf Dalet. We actually have two words left, on the last two words left at the very bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Bet 3b. So we're going to do those last two words. But just to reorient ourselves, we've been discussing about the fact that depending on what kind of city you live in, you would read the Megillah on different days. Generally speaking, in most places in the world, we read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar, which is Purim. However, in walled cities that have been walled since biblical times, in the words of the Mishnah, since the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, which is when the Jewish people conquered the land of Israel after Moshe's death. If cities have been walled since that time, then they read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar, the day following. That was also the case with the city of Shushan, which is where the miracle happened. And in today's world, it's true of the city of Yerushalayim, which celebrates Purim the day after everyone else. Now, we have a tradition here. We have a number of traditions said in the name of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi regarding the reading of the Megillah. And what he's going to do now here is identify a number of other cities in Israel that he has a tradition, an oral tradition, because it's not written down anywhere, that these cities are also walled from the time of Yehoshua ben Nun. Last two words on the previous daf. Ve'amar Ribal. Ribal is an abbreviation for Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said, now I'm at the very top of daf Dalet, Lod ve'ono ve'gei ha'chershim. These three cities, Mukafot Choma, they have been encircled with a wall. Mimot Yehoshua ben Nun, from the time of Joshua the son of Nun. Now, these cities are found in Israel today. There is a city called Lod. It's in the middle of Israel near the city of Ramla. And there is a city called Ono. I don't know if these modern cities are in the exact same location as the biblical cities. And I do not believe that they have walls now. But I don't know the details regarding that. But he has a tradition that these three cities are similar to Jerusalem, that they've been walled since biblical times. The Gemara has a problem with this, and it challenges his assertion. It says, Vahane Yehoshua Banani? Are you telling me that Joshua built them? I think the assumption of the Gemara here is that when Yehoshua conquered the land of Israel with the tribes, that they must have built these cities at that time. And that may answer our earlier question as to why we say that the cities have to be walled from the time of Joshua and not from the time of Moshe. Maybe these cities were walled after Moshe had died already, when the Jewish people were conquering the land of Israel. So he's saying that you sound like you're arguing that Yehoshua built them, but we have a clear verse in Tanakh that says that someone else built them. This is a guy that you've probably never heard of. V'ha, end of the second line, and however, El Pal Bananhi. We know that this guy named El Pal built them, as it says, and there's a verse. This is in the Book of Chronicles, which is the last book in the Tanakh, of the Book of Chronicles 1, Divrei Yamim Aleph, chapter 8, Perek Chet, Pasuk Yud Bet. It's listing the descendants of Binyamin, the Benjaminites. And here's what it says: Ubnei El Pal, the sons of this guy El Pal, were named Aver, Umisham, Vishamed. There's actually a typo here. It has it as a resh, but in the Tanakh it's a dalet. Who, that is El Pal, bana et Ono, he built the city of Ono, viet Lod ubnoteha, and the city of Lod and her tributary cities or villages. So it doesn't mention Gei HaChershim, and that's an interesting question, but it certainly sounds like El Pal is the one who built Lod and Ono. So the Gemara answers, though, v'litaymech, but according to your reasoning that it wasn't Yehoshua that built them, but El Pal, you could also argue that Asa. Now, Asa was a king of Judah in a later period, a couple hundred years later, Bananhi, that Asa was the one who built it, because we have another verse. This verse is in Chronicles 2, Divrei Hayamim Bet, Perek Yedaled, Pasuk Hei, and there It's going to say that Asa built them. It's not going to say it so clearly. And there is a Girsa problem here. What you may notice is that the sixth line has parentheses surrounding a lot of the words. The general guideline when you encounter parentheses in the Gemara is to skip them. And we will skip them here because there is there's a Girsa problem. It's the verse is not quoted correctly. However, there is an asterisk there, and if you follow the asterisk off to the right side, all the way off to the right of Rashi, you'll see that there's an emendation there, and it says it's supposed to be Arei Mitzura Bihuda. That is the correct version, because what the verse says, if you look in Chronicles 2, chapter 14, verse Hey, it says, Vayiven Asa built the fortified cities of Judah, Arei Mitzura Bihuda. Now, we don't know what fortified cities these are, but the Gemara thinks that they are Lod and Ono. And Rashi mentions that even though these were cities that were supposed to be in the section of Yehuda, whereas Lod and Ono are in the section of Binyamin, at that time Yehuda had sort of dominion over the tribe of Binyamin, and so he built up the cities of Binyamin as well. But it's not 100% clear. So at this point, possible people who might have built these cities of Lod, Ono, and Geha Chershim. It might have been Yehoshua, it might have been Elpal, and it might have been Asa. So who is it? So Amar Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Lazar is going to solve the problem. Hane, he says, these cities, Mukafot Choma Mimot Yehoshua bin Nun Havu. They were surrounded by a wall all the way back in the time of Joshua. However, Havu Charuv. Then they were destroyed. And they were destroyed bimei pilegesh b'givah, in the days of the concubine of Givah. This refers to a very unfortunate and sad story that is the last chapter of the book of Judges. And without going into all the details, the tribe of Binyamin raped a woman, a certain concubine, and in retaliation for this act of terrible, viciousness, the other tribes had to wage a civil war against Binyamin, and they destroyed a lot of the tribe. They almost put it out of business for good. And at that time, this city was destroyed. The Ata Elpal, and after the city was destroyed, Elpal, who was a member of the tribe of Binyamin, he came, Bananhi, and he built it again. And there is some kind of a chronology problem. If you follow the generations, it doesn't sound like Elpal was that many years advanced, meaning the story of the concubine of Giva happens a few hundred years after Yehoshua, and it's unclear to me that Elpal would be that many generations removed from Yehoshua. He sounds almost like he's, you know, within a generation or two, so I'm not sure how the chronology works out, but that's what Rebbe Lazar says, that several hundred years later, Elpal came and rebuilt the city, then Hadur Inpol, then it fell on hard times, and the city was destroyed, or fell into disrepair again. And then again later, during the period of the kings, a couple of hundred years later again, Ata Asa came, Shpatzinhu, and he fixed it up. This word Shpatzinhu, you find it in the modern Hebrew word for to do renovations, which is Shiputzim. So Shpatzinhu means he fixed it up. Daikanami, we have a similar tradition that we can derive from the verse after this. So we are in Chronicles 2, Divrei Yamin Bet, chapter 14, verse 6. And there, Asa says, Vayomer, Lehuda, to his tribe of Judah, Nivne ta'arim ha'elu. Let's go build these cities. Miklal, we can derive from here, Da'arim havu me'ikara, that Asa didn't build a new city from scratch. There were cities already there, and he was just fixing them up, because he calls them cities already. As the Gemara concludes with this abbreviation, Shin Mem, Shmamina, that's a good proof that the city was already in existence from an earlier time, according to our tradition, all the way back to the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, and he was just fixing them up. We're going to stop there for today, and we will continue on with the rest of the Amud in our next installment. Have a wonderful day.